2 hours wasted. I could have had more fun watching paint dry than watching Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. Hello, you beautiful bastards. Today we're reviewing Rebel Moon, The Scar Giver. Zack Snyder's attempt to dethrone Star Wars is an utter failure, in my personal opinion. Now, if you have not seen the first part, I'm going to put a link in the description. Not a link, I'm going to put it somewhere above me here, where you're going to see the first description or the first review of the first part. I already did the first part, so you can check that out. I don't know where I'm going to put it, but it's going to be somewhere above me. You'll see it anytime now. Anyway, let's talk about this Rebel Moon thing. It's about 2 hours long at most. It's the weirdest shit I've ever seen. Let's look at this fact. So, in the last part, Korra assumes or kills Admiral... what's this guy's name? Noble? Atticus Noble. He kills him, and somehow he has these regenerative powers, and his fleet somehow bring him back to life. I don't know how they do it, but it's all tech, you know, sciencey. Brilliant. Oh my god, we're about to see a battle. We have an impending battle amongst us, and some of the strangest things happen in the world. Like, okay, the villagers harvest all the wheat in 4 days, my friend. 4 days. And somehow have the capacity and the ability to dig out tunnels, to build trenches in less than 2 days. And don't forget even training military-wise to shoot guns. You have a bunch of kids. There's this kid who's shooting this laser type of gun. It's bigger than her, my dude. There's no recoil. I don't know what's going on here, but whatever. It's a laser gun. There's no recoil. Who gives a shit? It's a movie. Calm the fuck down. And then there's this warrior digger with what's this guy's name? I forgot his name. The guy with the tan and with the swords acting like he's Thor with the six packs, and for some weird reason everybody's shooting laser guns and somehow everybody misses this guy. And every time the villagers take a shot at an enemy trooper, oh, they kill them all. For some weird reason, the motherland warriors, they've got weapons, man. They got cannons and everything. Every time they fire, they can't kill nobody. Oh, they can't kill nobody. But the villagers, oh my god, they got the skills to do it. And the whole film, basically, the first half of the film, basically, it's a bunch of flashbacks and a bunch of dudes farming. Zack Snyder, this is rubbish. But I will say, I really like the lightsaber things, or the glowing sword thingamajiggy. You know, when a lightsaber... I've never seen a lightsaber cut someone's head off in Star Wars. Unless someone can tell me they've seen that. Then again, I didn't see it in this shit too. But I'm assuming when Korra trapped the Admiral Noble in between a door with half of his torso below, and took the blade, she chopped his head off. I'm sorry for spoiling it. But you probably don't even need to watch it to understand this is utter garbage. And don't get me started on Korra cutting her hair off, trying to look like a dude for some weird apparent reason. And when she does that, apparently makes her more badass, more powerful, apparently. I don't know how, but it does. It really makes her powerful. So powerful that she takes over a ship and kills everybody in the ship. That's how powerful she gets. Just by simply, you guessed it, cutting her hair. Yeah. And then there's this Revenger chick who cuts off her hand to put in a metallic hand, which is the weirdest shit ever. Why would you cut your hand off? And then the worst part, these hands don't got any special traits to them. They ain't got any special weapons. They just hold a goddamn blade that you can hold with a pair of gloves. But apparently these fucking hands are from our ancestors. Dude, they're fucking mechanic hands. And then when they chop them off, you can literally see her whole fucking hand. Like, you see it from the wrist. But in the clip, she cut her hand right... Or the camera, right? She cut her hand right here. Excuse me. here's the hand. In the clip where someone chops her wrist off or hand off, they chop it here. They chop it here. What I'm saying is, it's chopped from here. The thing is, the guy chops her hand from here, right here, near the elbow. But in the clip, they show the wrist. They show that it's been cut from here, which means where the hell is this portion of the hand? But who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? And then also talking about the dude with the tan, the so-called prince fella. This prince character fella says that fighting for this village somehow makes him want to go back home and fight for his people. But instead of doing that, he stays and risks his life fighting for these people. Okay, no problem. At the end of the fucking film, when General Titus says, "I know who you are, child. The light princess lives." Everybody's like, "Ooh, the light princess lives." And instead of this prince nigga saying, "I'm going home, niggas," he says, "I'll go with you, Trevor. I'll go fight with you." Nigga, didn't you say you're going to go home and fight for your own village? What the fuck is wrong with these people? But whatever. I don't know how many movie snotters going to get. I don't know how much Netflix is going to keep pumping money into this shit. I know a lot of people going to be watching it. That's a fact. Because when I saw it, I jumped straight into it. Now, initially, I gave the first one great reviews. I enjoyed it. I did. I had a few issues, but I didn't address them that much because I kind of enjoyed it. This one. Where do I begin? I mean, like, in 4 days, they harvested wheat. And then in 2 days, they collected the wheat from the fields to the village, barricaded the doors and buildings with the wheat in pretense to make the whole motherland admiral ship not strike them with ease. Okay, makes sense to me. Like, if you're using the thing that they want as a shield, they can't blow you up. But they took 2 days to haul it in. Mm-hmm. To haul it into the village. While hauling it in, they had enough time to dig a tunnel. I don't know if you've dug a tunnel before. That shit is hard. Unless you have some mechanics. And they motherfuckers didn't even have a tractor. You know what I mean by a caterpillar. Because the tractor companies and the forklift companies. You know, it's called caterpillar, whatever. Things in my mind. But one thing I did enjoy. Okay, what did I enjoy? Nothing really. I mean, like, the so-called rebels. This damn thing is called Rebel Moon, but the rebels don't show up. They show up at the last fucking minute, coming with ships and act taking all the glory. I don't even get me started on Anthony Hopkins' so-called James Robot. The guy who narrates the whole thing is James Hopkins. He plays a robot in there. The robot shows up after tons of dudes have died. And the weirdest part is, somehow, all those weakest villagers somehow live. So far, the strongest village. The guy who fought Admiral Noble barehanded. That guy died. And when you think about him fighting Noble or Atticus Noble barehanded, Noble treated him like a child. He threw him. He swung him with his bare hands. And there's even a scene after Atticus Noble is resurrected from the dead. He basically lifts a man with his hand. But for some fucking reason, he cannot choke the life out of Korra. The guy with all the strength in the world. He can't choke a bitch out. He just can't choke her like the other goddamn girl. He can't do it. I'm choking my mic out. Well, the robot is kind of cool, though. I will say, usually with lightsabers, you see that thing, and you see a little blackness, like someone got shot, but you don't actually see them shot, because I'm assuming lightsabers penetrate your skin or whatever. With this, every time a laser or a blade, a little lava is emitted. Now, I don't know. How the fuck is lava being emitted from hitting my flesh? Is that burned skin? Okay. If it's burned skin, fine. I'll go with it. But for some weird reason, every time a saber shoots a nigga or a sword, slashes a nigga up, there's lava spilling. Now, I've seen a nigga being burnt before, but they were not burned with that level of penetration. I'm just saying, why is lava flowing everywhere? When you're hitting a brick, there's lava. Lava, fam. And for some weird reason, nothing catches fire.
What can I say? But I'll say that I expected a phenomenal battle. But
we could say that the demise of Noble was because of his arrogance that he wanted to capture Korra. That's why they were defeated. Because it makes no fucking sense. A group of men with all the fucking weapons in the world, the whole goddamn armor, with spider-like creatures or spider-like tanks that have legs and shit, they crawling and shit, with ships and all sorts of firing equipment, somehow get beaten by a bunch of farmers with kitchen knives and spoons. It makes total sense, Mr. Snyder. It makes great sense. But hey, it makes sense. They kill them all. And another thing, when Korra kills or shoots this Princess of Light girl, and then they say seize her, in a room where everybody killed them, she shot a couple of people. And she manages to escape from the chamber wherever they were to getting a shadow. No one shoots the bitch. Really? And for some weird reason, if she claims she killed a princess, how the fuck is the princess alive if she was killed in a room of people who wanted to kill her ass? How is she alive? You mean to tell me, after they killed her, what did they do? They threw her body away? Did they not do a funeral? Because if the whole army is like fighting for the slain royal family, for the slain king, queen, and princess, that's the whole motto, the whole mothership. Every time they do this, almost Hitler-like, the only thing that's left is hush. They do this thing, they really bump their chest, whatever. They always say for the slain king, queen, and princess of light, whatever crap. So how is this bitch alive if she was in a room with people that literally killed her parents in front of her, and then her so-called bodyguard shot her in cold blood, and she had the nerve to say I forgive you, and boom, a light emerges from her like a guardian dove or some shit. And then she falls to the ground with her last breath. And then the light disappears. Apparently when she's shot, light comes out of her. Whatever. But she's somehow alive. And somehow General Titus knows this how. I don't fucking know. But let's pretend he knows how. So he knows how this girl is alive. Okay. How is she alive? They're gonna find her. How the fuck did she escape the motherland? I mean, like, if you're in a room of niggas who want to kill you, and they frame another person for killing you and your entire family, that person flees, shouldn't they hold a royal funeral for you niggas? A display that indeed the king is gone, indeed the princess is gone, for everybody in town to fucking believe them. Whatever, Snyder. Whatever. 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 This is like a low-budget film, but with all the money in the world. I mean, like, how is an elite assassin with one of the coolest blades ever killed by random soldiers with no fucking skills or anything, and get saved by a kid with a pocket with a butter knife or something? Snyder, you couldn't kill off a better actor like that. That's the worst way to kill someone.
I mean, like, how these... Okay. Another weird thing is, when they were picking the wheat, they were picking the wheat by hand, literally slashing them with an old ancient blade. But somehow they had an anti-gravity vehicle thingamajiggy, which carried all the wheat. So you have that, but you don't have a fucking tractor? Right. What are those gravity carts, whatever? You know the things in The Mandalorian where they pick up big heavy shit? They have that. But they don't have a tractor. Of course. They don't have... Fuck a tractor. They don't have anything to harvest all that shit. But somehow they've been in the trading, they've been in the wheat business for centuries. They've been trading with the neighboring towns and villages. But somehow they managed to purchase an anti-gravity cart, not a fucking harvesting tractor or harvesting device. Of course, I believe ya. Yep, I really believe ya. Yep, it's the most... And another thing, how the fuck is this ship that is fueled by coal? Coal? Nigga, coal? You mean to tell me, you got all this thingamajiggies, but you got niggas with shuffles? This movie was stupid. You got niggas with shovels. Shoveling coal to run the ship. You're running a ship with coal. Is that what you're telling me? How are you running these light cruise things? How are they running? There's a little coal people in the dungeon in the lower deck of the engine. How is that shit running? Oh, we'll pretend it's a battery that's being charged through the coal. Yeah, we'll pretend that's how it's charged and that's how it's done. Oh no, Mr. Reach. Calm the fuck down. Like, you can't be bashing this film to a point of no remorse. I mean, like, she blew up this thing here. And for some weird reason, I'm supposed to believe that this ship that gets blown up because some bitch, Korra, planted 10 or 11 or even 5 grenades on a skeleton head looking like thing that seems to be the source of power that's connected to the nigga shoveling coal underneath it, somehow had noticeable grenades. But everybody searched for useless shit. They're looking for bags. They found a bag. Like, sir, we found a bag. We found a bag. She's here. Really? And they cannot see for the life of me these fucking grenades. I mean, like, the first moment they stepped in, you could see the grenades. She did not hide them, even when she was planted. I was like, why isn't this bitch hiding these? And then she didn't hide them. She put them in plain sight, like all 5 or 10 of them. Like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, in this head thingamajiggy. And 10, 15 soldiers step into this chamber, engine room thingy, and none of them see it. They see it when? At the last minute, when it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, kaboom. And it blows up. And for some weird fucking reason, when the ship is falling, remember, this ship was this way. When it falls, it goes this way. You know what happens? Everything goes to the bottom. Everything falls to the bottom. Even the fight scene between the Emerald and Korra, they keep fighting from above, falling down. Keep hanging on to weirdly placed stripping poles. I'm gonna assume they are, but whatever. They keep hanging on to these poles and fighting each other out. And after all that's done, the Admiral is killed, slain by the head, because they don't want to show us that. For some weird reason, a man's head getting decapitated is too graphic, so they won't show it to us.
They somehow boarded the ship they came in with. For some weird reason, they managed to crawl to the ship. This nigga, bear in mind, the ship is still falling, my friend, which means things above are falling down. Now, if I'm not correct, the ship was down here. If this is the ship was here, they were fighting somewhere in the middle. That means they're going up the ship with a nigga who's bleeding, being dragged around by a girl. Whatever, who cares? She's strong, she's the scar giver, she's the most strongest person ever. She managed to carry this nigga to the ship, which, oddly enough, the ship did not fall with the rest of the property. But whatever. The ship does not fall when everything is falling the opposite direction. It goes the opposite direction. Somehow they managed to get into the ship, steer it on, and get out of this mighty ship. And they fall to the ground. And then this nigga dies within the last minute. Of course he dies. And then confesses his undying love to his beautiful girlfriend. I love you. And then dies. And then the girl says, I love you. She didn't say it. And she said, I love you. And then these rebels, so-called rebels, this damn show is named after them, for fuck's sakes. They show up. They start blowing shit up, acting all cool. On you, Commander. And they have a banquet of a funeral. And everybody says all these nice, nice things. And somehow everybody in the village is alive. And the village that was attacked by a huge fleet of men has less than 5 casualties. Of course they do. Villages who've been mining or not harvesting wheat for the rest of their lives get 2 days of training, somehow manage to defeat. Forget about defeating. Fine, they defeated them. Let's just say they defeat them. Manage to withstand and to outlive a fleet. A ship of men who trained and dedicated their lives since they were kids. If I'm to believe this Korra character started training to be a soldier at a tender age, I'm assuming all these other fucking soldiers did the same thing. And they were bested by niggas with 2 days of training. Yep. And niggas who were training by firing against grass and chopping grass with blades. Somehow are so elite, so powerful, they destroyed a whole fucking fleet of ship. This film is an abomination. This film is disrespect, is an insult to human intellect. As a film, it's okay. As a fantasy, it's rubbish. Too many plot holes. But a lot of people will say, I love these characters' backstory. No. Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. And I'm sorry if I've spoiled it, but this is the worst shit ever. The dialogue, the storytelling, the pacing, the script is atrocious. First half of the movie is just a bunch of zero useless point, really. It's useless. A bunch of flashbacks, harvesting wheat, pretending to train. And then the second half is a waste of a war. I expected a battle. I expected a bloodbath. And I get a bunch of bullies being punched in the face by the kids they've bullied. Yeah, there's a lot of explosions, though. Yeah, it wouldn't be a Snyder film without explosions. Kaboom! Kaboom! Oh, it's exploding! It's amazing! This is a very poor film. I don't even know why I enjoyed the first one. This is disappointing. I mean, like, if this guy, Admiral Noble, apparently falls from a great distance to the ground, and presumed dead, somehow escaped with a little scar on his chest, and he's like, Stargiver gave me this. I shall wear it with pride. That's the only scar this nigga gets? Oh, for fuck's sakes, get out of here. Get out of here. They just brought a bad guy from the dead. Just to kill him. What was the point of all this? But I will say, there's some great special effects throughout the whole thing, and it looks slick there and there, but the plot was trash. I think the story had the potential to be great, my personal opinion. I just feel like the plot, the script, the screenwriting, it's rubbish. Everything else is great. I mean, like, the graphics, the ship, the lightsaber thingies, the blades, oh, they're really good. The mechanics, the contraptions, the bloody, what's the thing? The bloody radio they have that has a glass-like case, and then it shows a hologram of the individual you're talking to. That's really cool. It's not like boo, like when you know those great light holograms where in Star Wars where it's like the person is in the room with you. They're like in full life-sized. If they did that, that would have been way cooler. But I will say, we're going to pretend that guy didn't have state-of-the-art technology with him, so he had only that. Because there's actually a scene where, I don't know if it's the first one, where there's this whole full life hologram thing. So, I will say, the graphics are incredible. The story writing is just crap. Yep. Graphics. Yeah. So, I don't know. Am I saying the first one was great and this one is trash? Maybe. Am I saying they're both trash? Maybe I am. I just feel like I wasted 2 hours of my life watching garbage.
Now that was entertaining. Please let us hang out yet another time. Remember to like and subscribe. Adios, folks. Adios.